You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Flagship Podcast. I am Chip Brown of Horns 24/7, joined as always by our fearless leader, the managing editor of Horns 24/7, Taylor Estes. And we are coming to you after a 32-24 loss to Oklahoma State, in which the Texas Longhorns once again had a double-digit lead, got off to a nice start, and had things under control. We're moving in to expand on a 17-3 lead, and Casey Thompson throws an interception that has returned 85 yards for a touchdown, and suddenly an Oklahoma State team that wasn't doing much right up to that point, especially on offense. Spencer Sanders was his erratic version of Spencer Sanders, started getting it together, because that single play, obviously, as Steve Sarkisian pointed out, Taylor, Texas had a chance to go up maybe 24-3, at least a field goal, because they were on the 18-yard line. You would expect Cameron Dicker, who might have been the player of the game for Texas in this game, punting seven times, averaging 51.7 yards per punt. But you'd expect Texas to come away with points, and it turns into this momentum shift. And even though Texas played well at the very beginning of the third quarter, that was it. That was like their last gasp. Those were the heart paddles, and Oklahoma State ends up outscoring Texas 19-0 to finish this game. And now Steve Sarkisian's talking about his team's psyche and working on his team's psyche in the off week, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, Chip, it's kind of, it's sad in a sense, you know, for Texas fans, but at halftime, you and I were talking to the Oklahoma State publisher for 24/7, and I made the comment, I was like, this game, just for some reason starting, I feel like this is going to be one of those where Texas is going to hold the lead for the majority of the game, and then Oklahoma State's going to do something late in the game to win, because you just kind of started getting that feeling. I feel like, even, you know, I know that Texas started off the third quarter, you know, Bijan Robinson had that 38-yard touchdown run, but that was literally it. I mean, Texas followed that up with four straight three and outs on offense, a four and out, and then an interception. And, you know, I know that a lot of people have been really down on the Texas defense, especially after that Oklahoma game last weekend. And then, you know, they give up that late touchdown. But the reality is the Texas defense gave up one touchdown to Oklahoma State. You know, they got a pick six. So that was the other touchdown that they were scored. But, you know, the Texas defense did its job for the majority of that game. And Steve Sarkisian said after the game, you know, the defense kept them in there. They kept them in the game. And but at some point, you can't just continue to expect that, you know, the defense to keep you in games to win when the offense goes so many three and outs and a four and out, and, you know, penalties galore again. It's just, it seems like the same, you know, same story, different week, especially when you look at that second half performance. And once again, looking at, you know, Texas opponent having the ball for 20 minutes and 1 second in the second half compared to Texas 9:59 of time of possession in the second half. That's a recipe for disaster, regardless of how good your defense is. like, it's very difficult to overcome those type of situations. And for the second straight week, I think you saw that from Texas.
Yeah. And I think you knew coming in that Oklahoma State was their best part of their team was their defense. They were only giving up 91 yards per game on the ground, less than 3 yards per carry, and were the best in the Big 12 on third down at getting off the field on third down. And so you knew it was going to be tough, but there was some innovation in the first half from Steve Sarkisian on offense. He got Keelan Robinson involved early, and that was a nice wrinkle. That play went, I think, for 35 yards. It was a little flip pass to Keelan Robinson. And then it seemed, you know, obviously you want to feed Bijan Robinson, who once again went over 100 yards rushing. He scored every touchdown in this game for Texas. Two rushing, one receiving. You mentioned his 38-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. He also had a 13-yard touchdown reception and a 1-yard run, and an average 6.4 yards per carry. But Oklahoma State adjusted in the second half. We were just talking about how, Bijan Robinson had some, in the third quarter, he had an 8-yard run to start the drive that ended with his 38-yard touchdown run. But then he had a drive that started with a 2-yard carry on first down. And then that ended in a punt. Then another drive started with a 2-yard run by Bijan on first down. And that drive ended with a punt. And then they had a drive where they threw an incomplete pass on first down, then gave it to Bijan on second and 10, and he went for 4 yards, and that drive ended in a punt. Oklahoma State adjusted to take Bijan Robinson away on first down, and that left Texas in second and long, and then ultimately third and long, and it was frustrating, obviously, for Texas fans to watch because the offense just ground to a halt. I mean, you mentioned it, 4 straight 3-and-outs, a 4-and-out, and then we're in desperation time because they went for it on 4th and 3. That drive started actually with Bijan Robinson running for 9 yards. They had 2nd and 1. Then they threw a pass that went backward, and then they threw an incomplete pass, and suddenly it's 4th and 3. And Casey Thompson tries to run it and comes up short. That gives Oklahoma State the ball in Texas territory. They turn that into a touchdown. And so it frustrating day because the offense helped kind of carry the load last week. I didn't know if Texas offense could do what it did last week, come back with another performance like that. And it looked like things were going well, obviously, as we mentioned, up 17-3, everything's going in your direction, but then the pick six happens and you felt the air go out of the stadium because Oklahoma State ended the first half on a 10-0 run. Texas did answer on the first possessions of the third quarter, both defensively and offensively, but then Oklahoma State just, their defense, give them credit. They knocked Casey Thompson out of the game for a play, knocked the wind out of him. And so, Taylor, here we are, second straight week. Texas gets up early on Oklahoma last week, up 28-7 and 41-23 late in the third quarter and couldn't close it out. And so now here's Steve Sarkisian talking about the bye week coming at a good time. Texas is off next week and he wants to work on their psyche. And look, anytime you start talking about, the mental makeup of a football team and it having a case of the, uh-oh, here we go agains, that's tough. I mean, that's a tough rut to get out of. And now they're going to be playing Baylor. Baylor is beating BYU right now, probably going to win that game. And looks good doing it. That's no easy trip to Waco.
No, not at all. And when you talk about the mental psyche and makeup of the team, you know, this is where having a first-time coaching staff come in and take over a program, this is, it's things like this that is why you cannot always expect perfection in year one of a new regime taking over a program, because that mental psyche that, oh no, here we go again, that has been learned behavior from Texas because of the recent history with Texas. You know, it was the games that they were supposed to win, they would lose or play close, or the opponents they were supposed to, you know, destroy, they would play a close game or lose those games. I mean, it's almost like you almost have to brainwash the players in a sense. And that's not an easy task, because if something is so, you know, drilled into your brain year after year, if you've been on campus, if you're a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year player right now at Texas, and you've been on campus for those tumultuous up and down seasons, at some point, even if you are very mentally, you know, strong and have, you know, your focus on the task at hand, those things are automatically can show up when things start going wrong. And you're seeing that a lot right now, Chip, with Texas. And, you know, that's a tough situation, honestly, for not just the players, but especially the coaches, because they're going to have to, in a very quick amount of time, try to erase that, you know, that type of thought that goes into these players' heads, and they have very little time to do it when it's been built up for 3-4 plus years after the way that the seasons have gone for Texas in recent history.
Yeah, it is. Dan Neal, the All-American offensive lineman, 2-time Super Bowl winner out of the University of Texas, said that winning is a habit and losing can become a habit. And you know, we talked last week, and I wrote about in the Insider and talked to former Texas linebacker Brian Jones about who on defense is a player who can stand up and turn things, help turn things, hold other players accountable on the sideline or in the huddle when things aren't going well, to get them to step up, raise their standard. And, you know, he mentioned that DeMarvian Overshawn, you know, should be that guy on defense. Well, DeMarvian Overshawn goes out of this game, you know, last play of the first quarter with a concussion, Steve Sarkisian said after the game. And on offense, that player has been Casey Thompson. And now Casey Thompson, you know, is part of the momentum shift in the wrong way with the pick six in the first half, and bounced back with, you know, the touchdown drive in the third quarter, but not the same way we've seen Casey Thompson bounce back. Even last week when they needed a touchdown late after Xavier Worthy fumbles the kickoff return, they end up driving down, scoring to tie the game with a minute 23 left. We just didn't see that sharpness from Casey. And obviously he's, you know, had his thumb bandaged up on his throwing hand and whatnot, but that's not, he was playing well in the first half. His success on offense changed after the pick six, and Oklahoma State's defense is no joke. We knew that. Malcolm Rodriguez is the leading tackler in the Big 12 for a reason. He was everywhere today. Oklahoma State's defense is legit. This was going to be a really difficult three-game gauntlet. We talked about TCU, OU, Oak State, and now Baylor. After an off week, Baylor will be off as well, so they'll have an extra week to prepare for Texas. And anytime you're talking about the psyche of your team and you're looking for leaders, and now maybe even your leaders on each side of the ball are dealing with stuff. DeMarvian Overshawn with the concussion, Casey Thompson with part of, you know, with being part of the reason for Texas losing the momentum in this game, it's got to bounce back. These are more tests for a football team that has shown it has firepower, but has got to get out of its own way.
Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about this, we've talked about this stretch of games all year leading up to the season, but what we did not account for is how well Baylor is playing. You know, when we talked about the stretch of games that Texas had, it ended basically with this game against Oklahoma State before the bye week. And now you look at how the Big 12 is kind of shaping out and playing out right now. I mean, Baylor is playing legit. I mean, what's Boise State ranked right now? I think they're top 15, aren't they? They're at least BYU? Top 25. Or excuse me, BYU. Yeah.
Yeah. BYU came into the game 5-1 and Baylor just beat them.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you don't expect, nobody expected that of Baylor. And kudos to Dave Aranda. I mean, my goodness, that overhaul could not be an easy one, no doubt, especially after last season. But, you know, this is, it's a situation where I feel like a lot of it's probably outside of the coach's controls. And what you're saying is absolutely right. This is up to the players now to really get mentally focused again and, you know, make sure that these losses don't continue to beat them. I don't necessarily think that was the case today against Oklahoma State. I don't think that Texas allowed the OU loss to beat them twice or anything like that. But I do feel like once the offense started kind of slowing down a little bit and not getting as, you know, much production out of the offense and out of Casey Thompson as it was in the first half, I think that's where you saw the shift go to, oh no, this is going to turn into OU. And that's where that loss could have beat them twice. And you've got to have short memory. And especially, you know, in this conference with right now, it seems it could technically be wide open. I mean, Texas was probably the second best odds to go to the Big 12 title game prior to this game. That's probably not the case any longer, but you know, there's a lot of issues that are probably not just correctable by technique on the field. You know, there's a lot of mental issues that the players have to work through and the coaches have to try to get them to move on from it. And that's no easy task when you have players that are basically used to the, oh no, here we go again, being the norm and not the anomaly.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for silver linings, again, Bijan Robinson, 21 carries, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, averaged 6.4 yards per carry. Also had 3 receptions for 38 yards and the touchdown receiving. Xavier Worthy ends up as the leading receiver for Texas, 5 catches for 28 yards, not nearly. My gosh, last week he had 9 catches for 261 yards. So not nearly the, you know, the balls down the field. Marcus Washington had the deep ball today. He had a 58-yard reception for Texas, and Joshua Moore, who had a drop on you know, on a route over the middle that normally would have gone to Jordan Whittington. They definitely missed Jordan Whittington today. I don't care what anyone says. He's the tough guy who goes over the middle and gets the tough catches on third down. And they were missing him today because Texas ends up not performing anywhere near what they would like to on third down. They were just 4 of 14. And Texas had been one of the best third down teams offensively in the Big 12 coming into this game. So they gotta get in with the psychologist of the shrink, Steve Sarkisian, and see if he can, you know, kind of put this team back together mentally before they take on a really tough 6-1 Baylor team now, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, this is why he gets paid $5 million a year. I definitely do not envy him in this situation. But yeah, I mean, this is a very big, I think, turning point of the, or could be a turning point of the season of which way this is going to go. I mean, Texas is 4-3 right now, entering their first bye week. There's definitely winnable games left on the schedule, and there's no denying that. I still think that Texas has the talent that could go toe-to-toe with probably every team in the Big 12 conference. But it's about getting that talent ready to go and actually executing when their number is called. And that hasn't necessarily been the case. Again, I mean, there was definitely injuries that impacted this, with DeMarvian Overshawn going out in the first quarter. You know, the linebacker group is basically DeMarvian Overshawn and others right now. I mean, let's just be real about the situation. So I do think that Jalen Ford came off the bench. He played pretty well, but still, I mean, you know, if your leading linebacker is the one that goes out, and he's also the vocal leader on a defense, that could be crucial, because it's not like DeMarvian Overshawn was back on the sideline. I didn't see him on the sideline after he went in the tunnel. I don't think he ever came back out. No. So there's no, you know, pumping them up there. And that's, you know, some other guys need to step up there. That's one thing, because there's definitely enough veteran vocal type of players on this defense, and they got to find their voice, especially this bye week, you know, entering the rest of the season, because you don't want this to turn into just an absolute spiral or skid to the finish line. And, you know, Texas has a chance to halt that from happening. And I think having that bye week will only help Texas. Well, we'll see what this team does out of a bye week. Cause I know, you know, under Tom Herman, the team wasn't great out of bye weeks every season. So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns right now, and there's, you know, 2 weeks to try to figure it out for Texas, and they better do it fast. I'll say that, because you don't want to be 500 after 8 games on the year.
Yeah. And I'll say, I did think Jalen Ford did well coming in off the bench. He ended up leading the team in tackles with 12, had a tackle for loss, quarterback hurry, had a lot of energy, played fast on his TFL. He really closed. But, you know, Steve Sarkisian mentioned the penalties and the points that Oklahoma State scored, the first points in the game and the first points in the second half, both came thanks to big third down penalties. The first one, the horse collar tackle by Keandre Coburn, there was no reason for him to even touch Spencer Sanders mm-hmm. there. Sanders is going out of bounds for a 7-yard sack.
Yeah, not for a gain either. Like, you're not for a first down.
Alfred Collins was chasing him out of bounds, and there was just no need to grab him one step from the boundary. That extends a drive. That was a 3rd and 9, ends up, you know, leading to a field goal. And then Ray Thornton gets called for a questionable roughing the passer. He's tackling Spencer Sanders, can't see that Sanders has let go of the ball, tackles Sanders to the ground and gets called for roughing. And that extends a drive to points. So it seemed like every mistake Texas made today was sort of compounded by Oklahoma State taking advantage of it. And that's what good teams do. So it's a Texas team that has to get out of its own way. And Steve Sarkisian is telling us right now that the first part is mental, so that when they get off to good starts and have teams down by double digits, or have, you know, they had an 11-point lead after that touchdown in the third quarter, that they can not play cautiously and to hang on, but to stay aggressive, keep attacking on both sides of the ball. And so we shall see. We'll see. We'll hear from Steve Sarkisian on Monday, and then I don't think we're going to hear from the team again for the rest of the week because of the off week. And then it'll be game week to go to Baylor. And so Texas is 4-3. 2-1 in the Big 12, and a week ago was talking about trying to get a rematch with Oklahoma. Now Texas absolutely is going to have to win out to even have a thought of that, but right now they just need to come together. You know, if I were Steve Sarkisian, I would do some good old-fashioned Dick Tomey team building. Get these guys in, you know, meeting rooms with their position group and their assistant coach, and, you know, have them each tell their life story, so that if they haven't done that already, really get close to these guys and come out, get close to each other and come out with resolve to do this for each other, because otherwise it can spiral and it can get away from you. So,
it needs to be all gas, no brakes outside of the halftime. You can't have that as your slogan if you start off all gas, which is that, and then it's then all brakes. You know, it's they've got to, if that's really supposed to be the way that they approach every single day is all gas, no brakes, then they got to approach games that way, and they're not doing it right now. And a bye week's a perfect time, I think, to try to get back to that. But there's no question, Chip, that if this continues, I mean, each game's a coin flip, probably, maybe except for Kansas or something, but a lot of these games left on the schedule will be a coin flip.
Yeah. And I, you know, one more thought too. Texas ends up running the ball 33 times for 138 yards, 4.2 yards per carry. That's a down day at the office for Texas, who'd been averaging close to 200 yards rushing per game. And Casey Thompson, let's see, Texas was sacked three times.
Yeah.
People are going to ask about the reshuffled offensive line. I think there were, you know, I think I'm looking at the offensive line. They had a penalty early, but you know, I think the offensive line was okay. I think you have to give Oklahoma State's defense and their coaches credit for adjusting and taking Bijan Robinson and their favorite plays that, you know, Texas's favorite plays that they run with Bijan Robinson away in the second half. And that's a credit. And I know Texas fans are tired of hearing how the other team's coaches are adjusting and Texas isn't adjusting to their adjustments. But, you know, Steve Sarkisian's side of the ball is the one that couldn't hold up its end of the bargain today and against a quality defense. So some soul searching from the coaches as well. And Taylor, we'll come back on Monday after we hear from Steve Sarkisian. And then I'm going to head off to Big 12 basketball media days this week in Kansas City as we prepare for the Longhorns basketball season under first-year coach Chris Beard. But we will also have our flagship podcast interview later in the week. So for Taylor Estes, I am Chip Brown. We'll see it over at Horns 24/7. And don't forget to subscribe to the Horns 24/7 YouTube channel. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time here on the Flagship Podcast. For Taylor, I'm Chip Brown. Stay safe and keep the faith.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.